time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Mike Martz, architect of the St. Louis Rams' legendary Greatest Show on Turf, will headline the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame annual football luncheon set for Wednesday, October 15th at 11 a.m. at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. But Martz won't be the only gridiron great in the spotlight. In a celebration of both past and present, the Hall of Fame will introduce the inaugural Friday Night Lights trophy, honoring the deep-rooted passion for football in small-town Missouri. This year's recipient, Thayer High School Football and Community, recognized for its enduring spirit, tradition, and excellence on and off the field. Also joining the Hall of Fame storied roster of legends, the Stringer football family, a multi-generational football legacy that all started in Willow Springs, Missouri. The 1968 Kabul High School State Championship team, a squad that left an incredible mark on Missouri prep football. Longtime West Plains Zizzer coach and AD Greg Simpkins, a pillar of Ozarks athletics. Jamie Myers, founder of Rolla Youth Football and champion of youth development through sports. David Beckett, the voice of Monette Football and community broadcasting staple, and veteran referees Don Claxton and Jerry Maloney, honored for decades of fair and faithful service to the game. Tickets and sponsorships are available through the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame website. The St. Louis Cardinals played Sunday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Tampa, Florida, the Cardinals and Rays waited 4 hours and 25 minutes before the first pitch was thrown by Ryan Pepiot. Pepiot went 5 innings, allowing only one hit, and he got enough offense to pick up a victory as the Cardinals dropped a 7-2 game to the Rays.
A couple of home runs by the Rays, including a slam by Caminero. That was the big hit in the game. Matthew Liberatore actually had a good start and then lost his command, had 3 walks in 1 inning, and then it was Matt Swanson relieving him, giving up the big fly, the slam by Caminero. Cardinals just could not manage a lot of hits in the game.
After the long rain delay, Ricky, the game started out with a fast pace for both sides, but then after a Morel home run and then the grand slam by Caminero, Tampa Bay was well in control.
They sure were, and they were not afraid to steal some bags, too. They had 4 stolen bases. They ran away with the game.
The Cardinals are home to the Pirates tonight on the air at 5:50.
You can catch all the Cardinal baseball games on KUKU Classic Country 100.3. The West Plains Optimist Club will hold their second annual Golf Classic Friday, September 5th at the West Plains Country Club. It's a 2-person 18-hole scramble. It's $250 per team, which includes lunch. The tee time is 12 noon. Sign your team up by calling the West Plains Country Club Pro Shop at 417-256-7187. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.